As a caveat, Haimas and others have also looked at the effect of standard chemotherapies in elderly populations, and it's, in a sense, somewhat counter to the goals of this trial. This trial that you've asked me about is actually trying to explore whether a more patient-friendly kind of chemotherapy drug that could be administered orally might have similar benefit as AC or CMF. But the CLGB has also looked retrospectively at all of their data over the last basically 20 years of adjuvant chemotherapy trials, where the fundamental question in all the trials was chemotherapy X versus chemotherapy X more intense. And admittedly, most of the trials over the last 20 years have had the typical patient population, more premenopausal, some younger postmenopausal women, and relatively few women that might be viewed as elderly above the age of 70. But when they actually looked at that data and teased out the patients that were older than the age of 70, they found that the same thing was occurring in those patients as in younger patients, and that is that when you gave more intense or what might be viewed as the optimal chemotherapy, which was often the investigational treatment arm in each of these individual trials, the older patients tended to get as much benefit as the younger patients. So if you have a patient who's otherwise well and you're not worried so much about the tolerability of therapy, you can indeed make the argument that you should optimize whatever it is you think is optimal therapy for them as well. And the caveat there, of course, is that the chemotherapy in that retrospective analysis came at a cost. There was more morbidity related to giving chemotherapy in older patients. There are also competing causes of mortality in that patient population. So it doesn't make us avoid the issue we have to confront, is we have to individualize therapy for each patient.
What's your experience been with patients on that trial who've received Xeloda?
We've treated two or three patients, and they actually got randomized to Xeloda, and they did fine. We found that the Xeloda was very well tolerated in the few patients we've treated.